It's time for Dishing Up Nutrition with licensed nutritionist Darlene Kvist. Each week, Darlene explains the connection between what you eat and how you feel. Stay tuned to hear practical, real-life solutions for healthier living through good nutrition. Dishing Up Nutrition is brought to you by Nutritional Weight and Wellness.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones. Looking for fun and feeling groovy.
So I have the privilege of doing today's show with Cassie Wienis, and she is a licensed dietitian, and she's also the newest nutrition on board at NWW. And she's, even though she's new at our office, she has actually been in the field for almost 10 years now, but she just came in February, and it's been great working with her and getting to know her, and she's got a lot of great knowledge. So welcome to the show today, Cassie.
Thanks, Christina. It's really great to be here, and I'm really excited about our topic today because I have a ton of great girlfriends out there who are going to be helped tremendously by the information we'll be sharing today. We're going to be talking about how we women and young females can solve the problems of PMS with good nutrition.
Yes, so I am sure that there are a lot of people out there who definitely will be able to pick up some tips because we know that there's a lot of people who do struggle and would love to know how to get rid of their bloating, irritability, sugar, chocolate cravings, mood swings, and weight gain that they have to deal with every month. And I feel like sometimes I talk with women and they feel like it's almost 2 weeks out of the month. So every few weeks, they have to go for a long period of time of really dealing with all these symptoms.
And when you add that up over a lifetime,
that's a lot of days,
a lot of weeks that, yeah, you're not yourself. And it's really amazing to me anyway, when you look at the research shows that 75% of women are experiencing at least some of the symptoms you just mentioned, if not all. And about a third of these women are mentally or physically incapacitated to some degree. Their PMS, not just depression, their PMS is that bad.
Yeah. I mean, I think sometimes people have to take days off of work, or young teenage girls end up missing 1 or 2 days of school every month because it's so bad. And it's really frustrating because, you know, the treatment choices that women are choosing in order to deal with their symptoms aren't always the best approach. But that's all they're told. And it doesn't always get to the root of the problem of what's really going on.
Yeah, I've had girlfriends been told to take the birth control pill, take this antidepressant, take huge doses of ibuprofen, you know, and I am the first to say conventional medicine certainly has its place, but it most often focuses on putting a Band-Aid on the problem to cover up the symptoms. And this approach doesn't get to the core and really remedy the root of the problem.
Right. And I mean, we know that PMS stems from a hormonal imbalance, but a lot of times people just don't realize that this imbalance is coming from the food that we're eating.
Yes, I bet this is a new thought for many listeners out there. And here's another interesting fact. Women who do not experience PMS, and believe it or not, they are out there. You and I are living proof, right, Christina?
We are.
Women who do not experience PMS in research studies have reported having a negative effect when they do have a high intake of carbohydrates around the time of their menses.
Yeah, and you know, it's just really supports more of what we see clinically. And it's that, you know, really the more cereal, chips, pasta, bagels, candy, whatever those carbs that women look to get their hands on a lot of times around that time is just causing her PMS to get worse.
Right, because all of those high carbohydrate foods turn very quickly into sugar in the body. And this causes a rapid increase in blood sugar, not to mention a rapid increase in the hormone called insulin.
Yes, and one thing that I don't think people always realize, and I always try and stress this when I talk through this issue with clients, is that when your insulin levels are high, it's actually going to cause a surge in your estrogen levels, and usually the form of estrogen that your body makes that is going to be very symptomatic.
So you're really just adding fuel to the fire because estrogen is already rising and peaking during the premenstrual time. So that extra boost that you're talking about that comes from high sugar foods is often causing the PMS.
Yeah, we like to call those the hot estrogens. And for some women, I think that it really does make them quite hot at any age. I know even there's somebody at our office who one of her PMS symptoms is having hot flashes, and she's in her early 20s.
I just had a client last week that was in her 20s that was having hot flashes.
So they really do. Well, you can think, you know, usually when things are out of balance in the body, it's a kind of inflammation that's going on. And really most health issues, and I think even PMS, is a form of inflammation. And you can think of inflammation kind of equals heat, too. So
yeah.
Either your cramps or, you know, hot flashes or things like that.
Bloating, inflammation
yeah,
of the intestine.
Exactly. And unfortunately, you know, rather than looking at nutrition, often women are just prescribed the birth control pill in an effort to just balance out their hormones and take care of their PMS or regulate their cycles, get rid of all the symptoms.
Yeah, and what people don't often realize and what listeners need to know is that many birth control pills are all estrogen and no progesterone.
Right. And, you know, we already mentioned that many PMS symptoms, like the cravings and the moods, are due to an excess of estrogen. So I think this is, you know, a lot of times I just really encourage people to take a step back and really look at the facts and start to think for yourself. So we know PMS is usually from high estrogen, and then we put these estrogen pills in our body, we're just really compounding the problem. And what happens quite often for a lot of women is that maybe they have a little bit of imbalanced moods before, but they have more like cramps and bloating, so they go on the pill, and then within a few months they're depressed, and then they need an antidepressant because their progesterone levels are so low.
And the vicious cycle continues.
Mm-hmm.
And when we talk about the pill, I mean, we really could do an entire radio show on all of the different detrimental effects of the pill.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're mentioning depression, but there's a lot of health reasons not to take the pill. Since we don't have time for all of that today, we're not going to get real in depth. But I do want to say that we at Nutritional Weight and Wellness don't advocate the use of the birth control pill. In addition to increasing your risk of a lot of different health conditions, the pill depletes your body of a lot of different important nutrients. So really, the bottom line here is that the risks far outweigh any potential benefits.
Right. And I think so women and young, you know, of all ages know that there are other options, which we're obviously talking about today.
Yep.
And I think a lot of people just feel stuck and they get on it and takes care of the symptoms and they're afraid to go back and deal with the horrendous problems they had before it.
Mm-hmm.
But a much better and more effective treatment of PMS is really taking care of that excess estrogen. And the first thing that you can do is really cut back on those processed carbohydrates. But, you know, sometimes women, and we'll talk more about food too, but, you know, sometimes they do need a little bit more help in the realm of supplements, just especially if they're so out of balance, it takes some good nutrients to really swing them back into the balance. And then usually just the food keeps them there.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those natural things that a lot of times that can be helpful is actually using a natural progesterone cream to help balance out that excess estrogen.
And that's something you can buy over the counter. It's not that you have to go to the doctor and get a prescription for it. I know we sell it at Nutritional Weight and Wellness. We have liquid drops of progesterone. We have cream forms. And I'm going to turn it back over to you, Christina, because I know working with clients with hormonal imbalances is kind of one of your niches. So when you're working with one of these people, how do you typically, I know every person is different, but how do you typically recommend these progesterone products be used?
I usually use the creams. And, you know, with a lot of women, I don't always necessarily start right with the progesterone cream, but it is definitely something we talk about. Or sometimes if I know they have a lot of issues, I say, you know, we'll do some of these other things, but this is something that's probably going to benefit you. And it's just something a lot of times people are like, cream, what do I do with that?
That's what I thought when I first heard it.
But it just, you just put it on thin skinned areas. So, and I always have people rotate it like either on their wrists or their neck or the inside of their arms or behind their knees. And usually just at bedtime, anywhere from a quarter to a half teaspoon. And depending on the age and what's going on, sometimes I just have people do it from day 14 to 28 every month. And with day one being the first day of their period. Every once in a while, for some women who just really are out of balance or, you know, maybe are around the time of getting closer to menopause, I might have them do it every day for a few months. And usually as we're working together and doing things with food and different supplemental things, we're able to really get some balance. Every once in a while, people need to be referred to somebody else to just get some further testing. But it's amazing how you can really get those hormones balanced. Through the nutrition, the good eating, and sometimes some of the supplements.
Mm-hmm. And again, I'm sure the information we're giving out today is new news to a lot of the listeners, but we really encourage you to at least give our suggestions a try, because Christina kind of alluded to it already, that we need to look at the bigger picture. But we do want to caution you, don't expect everything to resolve overnight. It might be a couple months before you can completely resolve your PMS in this natural way that we're talking about, but at least you'll be doing it the healthy way.
Right. And I think that's sometimes a hard thing for people to mm-hmm. do, especially with this kind of issue, because sometimes it can be a really dramatic problem. Although I have had some women, now I did have somebody, well, she had been eating well for a little while, but still was just having horrendous PMS issues. And I changed, balanced out her diet a little bit more. She was eating pretty healthy, but not getting enough of some key things that we'll talk about mm-hmm. in a little while. And I think I just added, maybe upped a couple of supplements and added one more key thing. And then the next month she came back and all her symptoms were gone. So
sometimes it just takes a little tweaking.
Yes. So mm-hmm. that's where, again, a lot of times it's really beneficial for people to sit down one-on-one because everybody is a little different.
Right.
I'm sure even though we haven't had too many issues, we have different
yeah.
friends and or different clients that we've worked with, and you see all sorts of different things.
Yes.
That
oh,
they
I'm
deal
thinking
with.
Of one of my girlfriends now, and this was years ago before I knew what I know now, but she was talking to me about going on an antidepressant just around that time of the month.
Yes.
And she said, I get so awful that people can't live with me. And it's interesting now that I look back at some of those encounters with some of my friends, because the research that we have in front of us now, we're showing through research that the right nutritional strategy, along with regular exercise, can be more effective even
yeah.
than antidepressants.
Right. So it's about time for us to take a break here. And when we get back, we will talk a little bit more of the issue of depression around PMS and some other options besides antidepressants. But before we go, I just want to let listeners know that we do have a class called Balanced Foods for Balanced Moods being taught in July and August at all three of our locations. So even though it's not necessarily just about hormones, there are a lot of women who do struggle with mood swings during PMS or just mood swings in general. So you will get more than your money's worth out of these classes. So if you want more information, feel free to give us a call at 651-699-3438. Or check out our website at www.weightandwellness.com. And if you have questions for us today, feel free to give us a call at 651-641-1071. And you're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Is it time you found a new approach to an old health problem? Nutritional Weight and Wellness offers classes and consultations to address everything from weight loss to diabetes to depression. Just choose the format and location that best meets your needs. You can count on a warm reception and sound nutritional advice from their caring, committed staff. First, envision taking a class with a group of people who are also health-minded as you learn to eat in a way that makes you feel better today and builds a foundation for a healthier tomorrow. Next, imagine that you're meeting individually with a nutritionist to discuss your health concerns. You leave with a personalized eating plan that fits your lifestyle and strategies to implement it. Now, don't you feel good about having made this investment in yourself? Nutritional Weight and Wellness invites you to call them at 651-699-3438. Offices conveniently located in St. Paul, Wyzetta, and White Bear Lake.
Call Nutritional Weight and Wellness today, 651-699-3438. That's 651-699-3438.
Calm down and get straight.
Thanks for listening to Dishing Up Nutrition. I'm Cassie Wienes, licensed dietitian, and I'm here today with Christina Swigert, licensed nutritionist and nutrition counselor, and we're connecting the nutritional dots between the symptoms of PMS and the food that we put into our mouth. Now, before we start up where we left off, I do want to remind listeners that they can call the show with any questions they have at any time throughout this hour. You can reach Christina and I here at the studio at 651-641-1071. When we left for break, we were talking about how nutrition and regular exercise can be more effective even than antidepressants when we're dealing with those low moods during PMS.
Yeah, and there's been some interesting research out. And again, we kind of mentioned that a lot of times with some of the medications, they just cover up the symptoms. And the same is true with antidepressants. And a new study by Diana Taylor, she has her PhD and she's an RN. She's a women's health researcher at the School of Nursing at the University of California in San Francisco. And she found that non-drug treatments, meaning changes in diet, vitamins, exercise, and eliminating environmental stress triggers, which I think oftentimes that stress piece is one of the biggest
huge
pieces for a lot of women,
mm-hmm.
were as effective and in some cases even more effective for severe PMS than the drugs.
And looking at some more research that I have here in front of me, when researchers have studied which types of antidepressants work better than others with mood disorders, usually related to PMS, it's those that increase the availability of serotonin in the brain. Serotonin is basically a feel-good chemical.
But we have a better solution for increasing serotonin, don't we?
Yes.
And we know that by eating certain foods and by maintaining a healthy intestinal tract, which is oftentimes something that we have to look at with women even with PMS, that we can actually increase the amount of serotonin our body makes with no drugs needed. And it's interesting, you know, when we take those medications, they don't necessarily help us make more serotonin. They just help us utilize what we've got. But if we can eat the right way, we can actually make more serotonin and be more balanced.
And how many times have we heard that from clients? They've started out in an antidepressant and it might work in the beginning,
mm-hmm.
but then it seems to all of a sudden not become effective. Well, it's never helping them make serotonin.
Right.
That's not what it does. But we can make more serotonin on our own. The equation is just eating good quality animal protein several times a day, having healthy bacteria in our intestinal tract, so having a healthy intestinal tract, and these two things then work together to make our own serotonin.
Right. So a lot of times when women do come in and they are on an antidepressant, we don't just whip them right off of it right away, but we start working this way. Pretty soon their medication works better and they're able to wean off within a reasonable amount of time and be balanced without it. So while we're on the topic of healthy, balanced eating, for those listeners who aren't exactly sure what we mean by that, maybe we can take a minute and just explain what we mean by healthy, balanced eating.
Good idea. Well, in simple terms, when we talk about balance, we're talking about a balance of animal protein, carbohydrate, and healthy fats at every meal and every snack. And in our office, we always encourage people to eat 3 meals and 2 to 3 small snacks every day.
And we have to be very intentional when we are choosing our carbohydrates. And what we like to tell clients is to really focus on vegetables as your carb choice the majority of the time, especially at meals, because they do not raise your blood sugar nearly as high as many of the other carbohydrates that people are eating.
And we know now, if you've been listening to the show at all, if we're not spiking our blood sugar, this means more even moods, less cravings, more energy.
I think something that I want to throw in here, too, is, you know, a lot of women do have these cravings leading up to their period. So then they are wanting those carbohydrates and just don't feel like they're in much control of their choices. So this is something that's important to be doing all month long. And really, if you know when that time is going to start, really be focusing in that week before your PMS usually starts, those few days, and eating this balance and eating frequently enough throughout the day, because really, that is the trick. I mean, sometimes people can eat a great 3 meals a day, but if that's all they eat, their blood sugar is going to start to drop. They're going to crave those carbs, and then they're going to just set themselves up. So,
exactly. Yeah, so making those good carbohydrate choices, also being sure to include healthy fats. And I think so many women in our society leave out that piece or grab the low-fat yogurt.
Right.
Because that's just what's been drilled into our psyche. But you need that fat to hold your blood sugar stable and to eliminate those cravings. And the other reason, especially if you're dealing with PMS, why you need good fat choices is because we make our estrogen, we make our progesterone from fats. So to support the proper making of these hormones, we have to eat these healthy fats.
Right. And I know for me personally, like we said earlier, PMS hasn't really been an issue for me, but I went through that whole time of not eating fats at all. And it happened to be during my time of life where I was probably the most active as well.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of getting PMS, I just didn't get periods, which isn't good either. That's another sign of being really out of balance. And again, there was never any nutritional advice given to me because, you know, and when who I went to, they didn't know.
And you were really active in sports. And I think a lot of times they'll say to athletes, well, you know, that just kind of comes along with the game. And I know what I was told when I had irregular periods and I was into sports, maybe not as much as you, but go on the birth control pill so that you get regular ones. Well, now I know better, but
yeah. And at least I really appreciated my doctor told me, you know, you're not concerned about getting pregnant right now, so let's not put you on the pill, which I really appreciated.
Yes.
They did ultrasounds to make sure there wasn't anything wrong, but yeah, I was just chalked up to not, you know, being really active. But obviously, I was being really active and not getting the nutrition that I needed at the same time.
Yeah. If you were going low fat, as I was too during those teenage, early 20s, you weren't giving your body the building blocks to make your hormones that give you your period.
Right. So, but then there are women who eat the low fat and it just makes their PMS worse.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of fats are we talking about? Some of our favorites, butter. And if you can get organic, that's really going to be the best, because it's going to, if you can get that organic grass fed, and I think even Barb probably talked a little bit about that last week with anti-aging, but you can get your good vitamin A and D, which are very important for hormones, using a good cold pressed olive oil. Almonds, walnuts, olives, avocado, one of my favorites, are all things to really stock up on in your house. And some of those things that are easy to grab for snacking, again, like olives and almonds, or some healthy almond butter. And then you're going to have some healthy fats available to really support your hormonal balance.
Do we have a little bit of time before break, or should we just
Well, we can probably work into a break here and come back and keep talking a little bit more about healthy fatty acids. And remember, well, we are talking about including healthy fats in your daily meals and snacks. And again, we need those for making our proper hormone balance. So again, if you have questions, feel free to give us a call at 651-641-1071, and we'll be back in a minute.
Sugar, sugar. What is your favorite sweet indulgence? Brownies, pastries, cookies, frappuccinos, anything chocolate? We all enjoy a treat, but if you treat every day like Halloween, perhaps it's time to rein in that sweet tooth. Research shows that cravings have biochemical origins. That's right, they're not just sugar lust. The solution? Get to the source. Luckily, we don't have to do this alone. The friendly staff at Nutritional Weight and Wellness has worked with hundreds of people who wanted to break their sugar habits, eat healthier, and feel better. Sugar saps your energy, weakens your immune system, and is highly addictive. We have all seen how sugar affects children, but adults get hooked just as easily. Others rely on artificial sweeteners that are full of chemicals, believing those substitutes are healthier than sugar. Before you refill that candy dish, pick up the phone and find out how Nutritional Weight and Wellness can help you eliminate your sugar cravings. Imagine eating in a way that leaves you satisfied, gives you more energy, and a trimmer waistline. Office is conveniently located in St. Paul, Wayzata, and White Bear Lake.
Times I feel the fear of uncertainty.
Welcome back. I'm Cassie Wienis, licensed dietitian, and you're listening to Dishing Up Nutrition. Today our topic is PMS, and we want to remind listeners, if you're eager to learn more, even after today's show, because we never get a chance to say everything we want to, check out our website, www.weightandwellness.com. We have lots of information on the website. We have information about upcoming classes, one-on-one consults, and just general nutrition information. Or you can always call our office for more information at 651-699-3438. And I think we have a caller, so are we going to go to that,
Christina?
Yes, we do.
Why don't we? Looks like we've got Leanne on the phone. Hi, Leanne. Welcome to the show.
Hi. My question has to do with nuts and nut butters.
Mm-hmm.
I know that if they are natural, that is good.
Mm-hmm.
But are there any brands that you can buy that have been roasted that it would still be healthy? Because I understand that with fats, if they are like too high or used too long, it can cause carcinogenic responses.
If they've been roasted too high, are you talking about?
Excuse me?
If they've been roasted at too high of a temperature? Right.
Right. I mean, the processing of any kind of roasted nuts or nut butters. Are there any brands that can be safe at that point?
I guess I can't think. I think most almond butters are raw. There are sometimes are some roasted ones, but I think most commercially roasted nut products are done at a high temperature, so they can do it pretty quickly.
Uh-huh.
So I would try and stick with the raw ones.
Okay, so avoid anything that has been roasted.
Yeah, I mean, if you just have the choice of only roasted, at least the thing that we always like to tell people is make sure it's not roasted with any oils. Because a lot of times they'll cover them with oil and then roast them, but then those oils go rancid, like cottonseed oil and things like that.
That
and so that's
the word
even
I was
worse.
Looking for, rancid.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But too, we also have a great recipe. I think it's on our website if you go under the radio show link for making crispy nuts, and
okay.
It's very easy. And okay. I mean, you can make nut butter from it, but just for nuts to snack on, all you really do is soak them in water and sea salt overnight, and then roast them all day at 150. So it's at low, so you're not destroying the good nutrients,
okay.
But get that roasted taste. So.
So if I were, say, at a health food store and wanted to get the bulk almonds, they do have roasted almonds. Should I still avoid those?
Yeah, I think the raw ones are the best, just so you're not getting the damaged nutrients.
Well, I knew they were best, but mm-hmm. I was wondering, you know, will I be how bad will I be hurting myself if
not terribly, as long as they don't have any oils on them. Uh-huh. Let's say the best way to eat nuts is going to be to roast them yourself. Then okay. the next best would be to be raw, and then okay. the next best after that would be roasted with no oils, and then the worst would be roasted with oils.
Oh, okay.
That kind of help?
That helps a lot because
okay,
I didn't
great.
Know that I could look for that. Okay,
uh-huh.
thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Great question. That's kind of a tricky one.
That is. Well, when we went to break, we were talking about those fats, which nuts are a great source
mm-hmm.
of fats. A little statistics. A statistic I want to throw out there, and I know, Christina, you already know this, but many listeners probably don't know that about 60% of our brain is made up of fat.
And, well, it's okay to be called a fathead then.
Well, really, you're not insulting somebody.
Right.
You're just stating the truth. And only the healthy fats, like those you were talking about before we went to break, Christina, the almonds, the avocados, only those are going to successfully perform that complex mood-related process that's going on in our brain to give us a sense of well-being.
Right.
If we're just eating French fries and corn chips, those types of damaged fats just aren't going to do it.
Right. And we need healthy fats again, and of all different kinds, a good variety of the healthy real fats, not the processed ones, for optimal health. But certainly the most spectacular good mood fat is the ones that would fall underneath the omega-3 category. So if you are someone who has low moods or mood swings, you know, we talked about the serotonin, the protein piece of that, but sometimes people also need some support through fatty acids. And some ways to get these good omega-3s in your diet would be from eggs that are free-range eggs, eating out roaming around in the sun, eating grass-fed chicken or wild Atlantic fish, and having these things in your diet several times a week. And if you don't like those things or don't eat them, then you probably want to consider taking a fish oil supplement.
And I'm betting that there are a lot of listeners out there suffering from moodiness due partly to an omega-3 deficiency, because when you read any of the statistics, it shows that in the United States, we're really low in the omega-3s in particular.
Yeah, I think it's around 85% of people are deficient in omega-3 fatty acids.
Believe it, because I don't have a lot of friends or relatives that eat a lot of fish.
No, and if you think traditionally people did eat a lot of fish, our animals were raised much differently in a way that they were eating to make lots of good fatty acids. So for those of you who like all the science behind all this, couple reasons why we need omega-3s for balanced moods is, again, because it supplies our brain with those necessary omega-3 fatty acids that are really the structural pieces of our brain cells to help all the messages be passed along. Okay. And it also helps to raise our dopamine levels, which is our body's own natural antidepressant.
And since we're talking about the omega-3s, let's also talk a little bit about GLA. This is an omega-6. I think most everyone has heard of omega-3s, but not everyone knows about the healthy omega-6 we call GLA. And this plays a very key role in hormonal balance.
Right. Going back to my own little personal story, it took me eating, you know, keeping my blood sugar stable, eating good fats, but it also, for me to get periods, took using GLA. So mm-hmm. can help with in hormonal balance just with regularity. But then, you know, there are women who are following a perfect meal plan. They're getting in their omega-3s, maybe even using some progesterone, but still are having PMS. GLA is something that can really benefit them.
Exactly. And like we mentioned, this is what we call an omega-6. And there are some different food sources for GLA, but we oftentimes find that people need a supplement if mm-hmm. they're really in a state of hormonal imbalance.
Right, and we use an activated form. A lot of times we do hear a lot of negative things about omega-6s because of how much they are in our foods in a negative way, and that's not the way we're talking about. We are talking about an activated form. So when we come back, we'll even talk a little bit more of what GLA is good for, but we need to take another break again. So before we go into break, we just found a funny top 10 list of how to know that you have PMS. So here's just a couple to take you into break. Number one, you know you have PMS if everyone around you has an attitude problem. And number two, you know you have PMS if you're adding chocolate to your cheese omelet. So those chocolate cravings again. So we'll try to maybe throw in a couple other one of those top 10 before we're done with the show.
Just for a good laugh.
Right. But if you are one of those people who everyone has those attitude problems and you're wanting chocolate 24/7, stay tuned because we are going to have some more tips on how to eliminate PMS when we return to Dishing Up Nutrition.
How is your energy? Are you too tired to do more than just get by? Visualize how your life would look if you had abundant energy. What would change? More family time, more personal time, greater productivity. Perhaps you would exercise regularly, meet friends for dinner, or take that class that interests you. If a lack of energy is keeping you from enjoying the life you want to lead, think about your food choices. A diet high in processed food does not supply the nutrients important for good energy. Your body knows the difference. It needs real food and a balanced diet to run well. Nutritional Weight and Wellness understands the biochemistry of metabolism and energy. Their nutritionists look at your health, energy challenges, and lifestyle to create a personalized eating plan that will help you look and feel your best. If you want to re-energize your life, start by learning to eat in a way that creates vitality from the inside out. Visit NutritionalWeightAndWellness.com or call 651-699-3438 for information about individual consultations. Office is conveniently located in St. Paul, Wayzata, and White Bear Lake.
We're back. I'm Cassie Wienis, licensed dietitian and nutrition counselor at Nutritional Weight and Wellness, and I'm here with Christina Swigert, licensed nutritionist and also a nutrition counselor at NWW. Our topic today is PMS. And again, if any listeners have questions, please call us here at the studio, 651-641-1071. And when we left, we were talking about the omega-6 fatty acid GLA. Christina, did you want to expand on that a little bit?
Sure. Right before I do, I think I just want to fit in another announcement about a class. I just thought about that. We mentioned earlier the Balanced Foods for Balanced Moods class that is coming up. But we also have another class on kid-friendly nutrition. It's a two-part class beginning Tuesday, August 7th at our St. Paul location. And in that class, you will learn how to feed your kids a healthy diet, learn what foods are essential for their health, focus, and good moods. And it really is a great class. It does give you a lot of tools. So we really worked hard to give you some take-home information in that class, some menu ideas, snack ideas, all those types of things. So again, for more information on that, call our office at 651-699-3438. And we can jump back into this topic of GLA. A good friend of mine. So usually the key thing that we will have people take GLA, the omega-6 fatty acid, for is for hormonal imbalance, which again can be PMS, menopause, irregular cycles, PCOS, infertility. But there are some other ways that you can tell if you are deficient in GLA. And some of these other symptoms of deficiency might help you make up your mind if you really, this is something that you should be including as a supplement for yourself. So a couple of things would be dry, scaly skin. If you're someone, and maybe if you're sitting at home, you can, you probably have a tank top on, a short sleeve shirt on, so very easily just rub the back of your arms. And if you have that bumpy chicken bumps back there on the back of your arm, that could be a sign of low omega-6s. Or for a lot of people, it's really unhealthy hair or brittle, soft nails. A couple other things, too, would be acne, rosacea, just other skin problems. So really, GLA is very good for hormones and just overall tissue health, such as hair and skins. And a lot of times people who have PMS have those other symptoms and need to take a supplement.
Yep. And we do really believe in food first at Nutritional Weight and Wellness. Mm-hmm. So I do want to mention some specific foods, but we find that people have a hard time getting GLA through the foods. But if you want to try that route, dairy and meat from grass-fed animals. And the key there is grass-fed are a great source of GLA because they are getting the components to make GLA from those greens they're eating in the grass. So
right.
They can't be corn-fed, has to be grass-fed. And then organic organ meats would be another good source.
Which is kind of scary to a lot of people. But I know there's some of you out there who probably miss the liver and onions that your mom or grandma used to always make. So
not me.
I have to say that if it's made right, I really don't mind it if you have enough other flavors in there. I know Barb from our office makes a great, she cooks up in some good butter, some onion and liver, and puts a little bit of nitrate-free bacon in with there, and it actually is very good.
He's a good cook.
So just one more thing on the supplements. We usually like to use borage seed oil, which is a great source of GLA, or a lot of times for teenagers, we will use something called evening primrose oil, which is another great source. So another nutrient that we want to talk about that is a friend to quite a number of women who have a lot of cramps is magnesium.
Right. Magnesium helps our muscles relax, and so it can be a great way to reduce or eliminate PMS cramps, or really any type of muscle cramps that you're having.
Right. And I know that we have both used it during our pregnancies, right, Cassie? You even
yes,
right now for a specific
I'm using
issue?
It right now. Oh, and there for a couple of days, I don't remember if I ran out or what, and I stopped taking it for a couple of days, and I woke up in the middle of the night, and again, I am pregnant, with the worst Charlie horse.
Mm-hmm.
Excruciating pain.
Yes.
I got back on the magnesium and haven't had one since.
Right. So really, over 60% of our population is deficient in magnesium, and you know, the uterus is a muscle, so a lot of women have a lot of terrible cramps, and I know somebody who keeps that bottle of magnesium around for herself and her teenage daughter, and it works great for them for cramps. And it looks like we've got a caller, so maybe before we have to take another break, we can talk with Teresa. Hi, Teresa. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi. What was your question for us today?
Oh, I have another question now.
Okay, go ahead.
You're talking about magnesium. How
yeah.
much magnesium? And also, I had read somewhere that calcium helps you fight cramps.
Yes, yep, calcium.
And then my original question was, you're talking about healthy fats. I'd like to hear you talk about coconut oil.
Oh, sure. That's a good one. Well, why don't we we'll go ahead and answer those questions. Yeah, a lot of times people will take calcium and magnesium together, and that will really help for their cramps. A lot of times it's not enough magnesium, though, because it's such a big molecule. Most women probably need around 400 to even 600 milligrams of magnesium, and you want the glycinate form because that's the most absorbable. And if you do have problems sleeping, which sometimes women do with PMS, it's best to take it all at bedtime. Otherwise, you can spread it throughout the day. But coconut oil is actually a very, very healthy oil, and it's very easily metabolized by the body. It's best to look for a virgin coconut oil, organic if possible. And it's great to saute vegetables, use it for fish, cook some chicken in. And it's naturally antiviral, antifungal, antibacterial, so very good for your immune system as well.
Thank you, guys.
That kind of answer your question?
Yeah, I loved your program.
Oh, good. Well, thanks for
Thank
calling.
You.
Thank
Have
you.
A great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Looks like we've got another caller on the phone, but I think we need to take a break. So we'll go ahead and break and then come back.
Stay on the line. We'll get you when we come back.
So, again, remember that in addition to boosting the feel-good chemical serotonin, exercise produces endorphins, which help boost our moods and give us a sense of control and well-being. And some researchers even think endorphins can help stabilize your blood sugar and cut your cravings. So get moving to get that PMS gone, and we'll be back in a couple minutes. And again, if you want to give us a call, our number here is 651-641-1071.
We'll do it all, everything on our own.
We're back. I'm Cassie Wienis, licensed dietitian and nutrition counselor at Nutritional Weight and Wellness, and I'm here with Christina Swigert, licensed nutritionist and also a nutrition counselor. We're talking about PMS, and we have a lot of callers to wrap up at the end here, so let's get right to them.
Yeah, we might just fill up the rest of our time here. Looks like we've got Barb on the line. Hi, Barb. Welcome to the show today.
Hi.
What was your question today?
I went through menopause at the age of 49
okay.
about 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if any of the guidelines for nutritional weight and wellness or mood stabilization applies to postmenopausal women. I don't have any hot flashes or anything,
mm-hmm.
so I don't know how much.
Sure. Well, definitely the things that we've been talking about today would definitely apply to you. It can apply to people who have mood swings that aren't even related to PMS, but
okay.
definitely getting that protein in like we talked about, keeping that blood sugar stable is a huge piece of mood balance.
Yes.
So if you're not eating frequently enough throughout the day with those good carbohydrates, proteins, and fats, it's amazing how much it affects your moods.
Mm-hmm.
Getting lots of good omega-3s in are important. So mm-hmm. yeah, definitely you could start incorporating these things and that should help your moods. Or like we mentioned, we've got that Balanced Foods for Balanced Mood class that's coming up.
Oh, you'd love that.
Yeah. That would give you some great tips to use.
Okay. One of my biggest problems is insomnia.
Okay.
And I don't know if that's due to menopause or, you know.
Sure. It could be the magnesium, like we talked about, so maybe some magnesium at bedtime. But sometimes because of menopause, your progesterone levels just might be really low.
Okay.
So some women need to look at that as well. So.
And Barb might be someone that would really benefit from seeing one of us counselors mm-hmm. one-on-one. I mean, there's several of us at the office, but sometimes
right.
you really need your own plan tailor-made to you to figure out some of these issues.
Right.
Yes, I attended one of your classes with Christina,
I believe. Sure.
Yeah, in Cottage Grove, and
yep.
I've been listening to the show ever since.
Oh, great,
oh, wonderful.
Good.
So I was just wondering, what is in wild yam cream?
That's the progesterone. That's the source of the natural progesterone,
okay,
the wild yam root.
Okay, so it's not estrogen, it's progesterone.
Yep.
Okay, and how would that benefit someone that's postmenopausal?
It would just help boost up your progesterone levels that have dropped off quite a bit, and that might help you sleep better at night.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That's great. Thanks.
All right. Well, thanks for calling.
Okay. Great show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. Why don't we get to Katie here? Hi, Katie. How are you today?
Hi. Very good. How are you?
Great. What was your question?
I had heard somewhere that diet soda was bad for your bones. Well, any soda, but that diet
mm-hmm.
soda is not safe either.
Right.
So I was curious if that was true.
Yeah, all pop is bad for your bones because of the acid in there really leaches minerals out of your bones.
Okay.
And just the carbonation. But then the
okay.
diet, we really consider diet pop to be worse than regular pop just because,
really?
Yeah, of that chemical, the aspartame that they use
mm-hmm.
in there. Even now they use Splenda too. But especially in this area of moods and cravings, aspartame
yes.
can create more mood swings, headaches. And also it sets your craving pattern in motion, so you end up craving more food and sugars throughout the day.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, and then I have one other question. I know everyone talks about nuts as a healthy fat.
Mm-hmm.
Are peanuts just as good as things like almonds?
No.
No.
They're okay, but really for the good fatty acids, your almonds, walnuts, pecans, macadamias are probably going to be
okay.
your top four.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you very
yes,
much.
Yes, thanks for calling.
Good questions.
Bye.
All right. Looks like we can maybe fit in one more caller before we're done, and we've got one more on the line. Looks like we've got Faye. Hi, Faye. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
What was your question today?
I am wondering if you have any idea what causes deep ridges on my thumbnails.
Okay.
Or what I might be deficient in.
Sure. Well, one thing that we did talk about were the omega-6s that do help for healthy, strong nails.
Uh-huh.
But sometimes for people, it has to do with deficiency in certain minerals. So a couple ways to address that, definitely making sure we're eating enough fruits and vegetables and healthy proteins.
I do that.
Okay. So then sometimes for some people, it might be more of a digestive issue if your absorption is off. Or some people just need more of more minerals, like from a multi-mineral. So, yeah, those would be the things I would look at, absorption. So if there's some digestive issues going on, then maybe really looking at boosting up your digestive system with some good bacteria.
Okay.
So, you know, if you're doing those things and it's still not working, then maybe, you know, if you feel like you've got some other issues like low energy or things like that, you might want to take a deeper look at that.
Sometimes they go away and then they come back again.
Okay, sure. And
oh,
I think, too.
And I've had this since I was a child.
Okay. So, you know, there could be some deficiencies going on there. Again, some digestive issues, which can kind of hang around and lurk in the background without us always really realizing it. So
if I come in to see someone there,
mm-hmm.
You might be able to help me, huh?
Exactly.
Very good.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. All right. Well, it looks like we are almost out of time. Anything else you want to throw in there for people, Cassie, before we wrap it up?
Boy, we covered a lot of stuff, but certainly didn't get to everything. And another one that we're not going to have time to get in depth about, but B6 helps people with a supplement of vitamin B6
mm-hmm.
can help some women with their PMS symptoms as well.
Right. So again, like we usually talk about, is we want to get that balanced food throughout the day. And with hormones, you know, insulin, again, is a very powerful hormone. And if we can keep our blood sugar stable, it keeps our insulin levels stable. And one of the hormones insulin affects a great deal is estrogen. So really trying to keep out those processed carbohydrates is going to go a long way to keep your hormone levels balanced and really help get rid of those nasty symptoms every month. And the nutrition does work. And just to remember that you do have an option outside of the medications to really help you feel better and have happy, cycles every month.
Yes.
So again, thanks for listening today, and enjoy the rest of this beautiful weekend. And thank you for listening to Dishing Up Nutrition.
Dappled and drowsy and ready to sleep. Let the morning time drop all its petals on me. Life, I love you. All is groovy.